In this bulletin, the government forecasts a budget surplus double what it had earlier predicted. Labor pledges greater environmental protection laws if elected. And in cricket, Australia looking to build a winning lead on day four of the second test against India. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's expecting a federal budget surplus of $4.1 billion in mid-2020, almost double the $2.2 billion projected in the May budget. He's also forecasting a smaller deficit of $5.2 billion in the current financial year, less than half the original forecast of $14.5 billion deficit for 2018-2019. The improvements come after the coalition government received more tax revenue than expected, buoyed by employment growth and corporate tax receipts and a cut in spending. Mr. Frydenberg says the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook confirms Australia's economic strength under the coalition government.
Today's strong budget update is no accident. It's the product of hard-earned gains over more than 5 years. And these can be quickly and easily squandered should Australia allow the Labor Party to refer to their high-taxing, high-spending agenda, which, as they have shown before, is a recipe for less jobs and lower growth.
But Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says the government can't claim all the credit for the result. He's told Sky News that trade with China has also been key.
They are reining in spending, and credit to the government for doing that. These are difficult political times to be achieving, slow growth in spending. But the big swing in this budget is not, the good work of the government. Sure, it's been doing things. It is actually what's happening in China. That's delivering a boost to the budget. And that's been the key to the turnaround here.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says respect for older Australians is at the heart of a significant boost in federal government funding for aged care. An extra 10,000 older Australians who need high-level care will be given money to receive support at home as part of a $552.9 million funding boost to be rolled out up to the mid-2022. Half the new packages will involve payments of up to $33,000 per individual year, while the other half for older people with the greatest care needs will involve payments of up to $50,250. Mr. Morrison says older Australians built the nation and deserve respect and support for the choices they make. Meanwhile, the Labor Party has promised greater protection and preservation of the environment if it wins next year's election. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says his government would introduce a new Environment Act and Commonwealth Environmental Protection Authority to ensure native species, bushlands, rivers and oceans are better protected for future generations. Speaking at the party's national conference in Adelaide, environment spokesman Tony Burke said Labor would also increase the number of Indigenous rangers and enforce stricter laws to protect environmental spaces.
We'll also make sure that national parks are always considered matters of national significance, so that instead of having the situation, as we found with Conservative governments, where they wanted to treat national parks like farms or de-gazette national parks altogether, if it's called a national park, then it's of national significance and national environmental law will reach it.
To the cricket, and Australia resumes batting on the fourth day of the second test against India in Perth today, 175 runs ahead. Australia was 4 for 132 in its second innings at stumps on the third day, with captain Tim Payne unbeaten on 8 and Usman Khawaja 41 not out. Australia may effectively be 5 wickets down, though, as opener Aaron Finch was forced to retire before tea after being hit on the right index finger. Teammate Nathan Lyons says the match is evenly poised with 2 days to play.
I thought we, as bowlers, we thought we'd come out today and we performed pretty well, and this afternoon that was good hard test cricket. Just to see that the good quality of test cricket being played, that's really made me quite happy. It's exciting. It gets your adrenaline going, and as a player, there's nothing better than seeing good hard test Test cricket.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 27, much the same in Adelaide, 28 degrees there. In Melbourne, similar conditions and 22. A few showers in Hobart, it's 23 degrees. In Canberra, it's sunny and 30. Sunny weather also for Wollongong, 26, much the same in Sydney, 29. In Newcastle, possible shower or storm, 30 degrees. In Brisbane, a few showers and 27. It's mostly sunny in Cairns and 37. And partly cloudy in Darwin, a top of 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.